America.
Hello, America. This is Paris. Paris by night. It seems like any other night, and the visitor can't help looking for signs of what he feels people must be thinking. On the surface, there aren't any. France has calmly faced ugly situations before. It's calm today, with the moral strength that comes of knowing that others, not France, have slammed the door on negotiation and reason. Today I saw people fishing in the Seine. And tonight, once again, Radio Diffusion PTT and the National Broadcasting Company invite you to meet a few more Parisians at work and at play. Now what you hear will be shortwave to the Blue Network by Paris Mondial, the official shortwave station of France. We are in the Paris Conservatory of Music. The National Symphony Orchestra of Radio Diffusion PTT under Dr. Engelbrecht, one of the outstanding French conductors, is about to open our program. And here is Joyeuse March of Emmanuel Chabrier, played by the National Orchestra under Dr. Engelbrecht.
Thank you.
Come with us now to a little restaurant in Les Halles, the central market of Paris.
This is the little restaurant Howard Clady just mentioned. The little restaurant? It's called Legris. Legris. You'll find bankers and bakers here, writers and merchants. It's neutral ground for extreme conservatives and extreme radicals. It's noted for good food, and in a moment, we'll have a recipe you may want it right down. This is an old building, four floors and a garret, slant crazily on one of the busy corners of the market section. Oysters are in season, but the sawdust-covered floor is so filled with the chairs and tables of diners that seafoods are kept on the sidewalk, where it's cooler anyway. The great market is still quiet. In a few hours, the streets will become narrow paths between barrels and bags and crates of vegetables, dairy products, and meat. Just lanes between hedges of lettuce and all the things that come here nightly to feed tomorrow's appetites. At this minute, carefully piled trucks and farm carts are trundling into Paris. Soon they will spill their loads over the sidewalks, and Les Halles will become a crazy quilt of color and noise. There is noise in this place. Listen, this is a family gathering. But they make a great onion soup at the Green. If you're ready, we'll ask Monsieur Lenoble how to make it. Well, Monsieur Lenoble, comment la faites-vous, votre soupe à l'oignon?
C'est relativement simple. D'abord, vous taillez quelques tranches de pain mince et vous les faites dorer au beurre.
He says it's relatively simple. First, take very thin slices of bread and cut a dozen round pieces about the size of a dollar. Fry them a golden brown color in butter.
Après, vous les placez dans le récipient où le potage doit être servi en les parsemant.
Wait a second. Now, this is going too fast. Then place them in a warm soup tureen and sprinkle them with very thin slices of Swiss cheese. So far, there's not very much soup here.
Faites revenir doucement dans une casserole 150 grammes d'oignons finement émincé avec 50 grammes de beurre.
Now chop finely three onions, weighing in all about 5 ounces. Let them simmer gently in a saucepan with a piece of butter the size of an egg.
Lorsqu'ils sont bien dorés, très lentement et pas à feu vif, saupoudrez-les d'une cuillère de farine. Laissez roussir, puis mouiller avec 1 litre d'huile d'eau. Salez, poivrez et laissez cuire 10 minutes.
Slowly, please, then. When they have browned very slowly, not over a hot fire, sprinkle them with a tablespoonful of flour. Let this all brown together. Then add 1.5 quart of water, salt, and pepper, and cook 10 minutes.
Après, versez le potage bouillant dans le récipient où vous avez déjà placé le pain et le gruyère, et laissez le couvert 5 minutes avant de le servir.
Now pour this boiling soup over the bread and Swiss cheese in the tureen, and let stand 5 minutes, covered before serving. And that's onion soup as they serve it in Les Halles in Paris.
On peut également servir cette soupe gratinée. Pour ça, il faut utiliser une soupière à l'encre four sans inconvénient. Faire la soupe un peu plus épaisse et parsemée d'un peu de gruyère râpé avant de la mettre au four très chaud ou gratiné. You can also make the soup gratinée with cheese crust. In this case, in which you use a tureen that will go in the oven. Make the soup just a little thicker, sprinkle with a little Swiss cheese.
Aha! Some cooks add a little port wine or cognac, about a tablespoonful, to give the soup more flavor. Before pouring out the soup, they also add the yolk of an egg. Well, I know someone who will be trying this.
Perhaps the most famous variety theater in the world. A place where girls are many and clothes are few. A place of marvelous scenes, alight with color, music. And actors, actresses, singers, dancers, acrobats, and wisecrackers. Down in the orchestra, I can see row upon row of big, comfortable leather armchairs, not a bit like the usual orchestra seats. Opposite me, high up in the flies, through a note gate, I can see the electrician busy with his switches and
spotlight.
We've invited someone out of the show to come up here beside me and say a few words, and here she is.
Listeners in America, Mademoiselle Debussy of the Folies Bergères.
Good evening, everybody.
Maybe you'll tell them it's been snowing in Paris today, Mademoiselle.
I'm glad you said maybe, because I rather speak of more happy things. I've been at the Folies Bergères for a year, and it's great fun. I am very proud that Mr. Berba, the director of the Folies Bergères, picked me out to say a few words to you tonight.
Have you ever been in America?
No, never. But someday, oh boy, I hope I see you all in Paris someday. But for now, it's hello, and I'm looking for you.
Was very bright and attractive. I hope she does go to America. Sudden darkness, the scene is shifting. 15 seconds, not more, and the lights flash up. A brilliant oriental scene. A rooftop village. A beautiful girl surrounded by half a dozen others. They're all beautiful. And they're all dancing. And they'll all catch cold if that space summer isn't as hot as it looks. Let's get the story. So far, it's nothing but thunder. Ah, here comes the boss. A tall, bearded Arab chief. His wife greets him. It must be his wife, because the others don't seem to mind her throwing her arms around him. They exit left after a few words, and her attendants go off stage at the right after a few steps, just to express their joie de vivre, if you know what I mean. But hey, the plot thickens. Who is this?
Other and old, younger chief,
who comes stealing over the wall.
Take it from me.
This means trouble. Things ain't going to be so good down on that terrace. Just as I thought, here come the girls again. They make a dash for the young chief. Men must be scarce in the desert when girls make all this fuss over a gate crasher.
Well, well,
the young chief's a hoofer. He seems to be looking for something. No one on the terrace is the right one. He's making an inventory. Say, brother, what's the matter anyway? They all seem mighty attractive to me. I've got it. Somebody better tell the old sheik not to bring the missus out here now.
I'll bet that's the gal he's looking for. Now, see what he's done.
The girls are pleased, and they have to go back into the house while the young sheik hides behind the pillar. Ah, I knew that was it.
Here comes the wife, sheik number one.
And she's alone. They fall into each other's arms. They're wrestling. No, they are. Yes, they are. No, I'm wrong. It's all wrestling.
Oh, look out.
Here's Ruby with a couple of bells. They mean business. On your marks, Romeo. Get set. And over that wall. Too late. They've got him. What will they do with him? Ah, Mrs. Sheik trying to make it up.
She's not getting anywhere.
Papa Sheik spikes a crossed arm pose. A woman like through look. And starts for the bagaya behind the rubber of police. Did you hear that, Scott?
That used to be Romeo.
And now, we leave the theater and go on to one of the great daily newspapers. Now, after that glimpse of Paris at play at the famous Folies Bergères, we see an aspect of Paris at work. We're in the offices of the Figaro, one of the leading Paris morning papers. It's the busiest hour of the evening, with scores of reporters and copy readers busy putting the news in shape for the midnight edition, which goes to press in half an hour. Downstairs, dozens of linotypes are grinding out columns and columns of messages. Mr. Editor, will you be so kind as to tell us something about your newspaper?
With pleasure.
The Figaro is nearly 114 years old. It is therefore one of the oldest papers in Europe.
To be very up to date. What are your politics?
Well, we are independent and nonpartisan. Our aim is to print the news. Extreme leftists call us conservative. And a conservative thinks we are too liberal.
You seem to print a good deal more foreign news than most papers.
Yes. Foreign news is one of our principal features. We have a special correspondent in all the capitals of Europe who telephone their dispatches to us every night. Right there, the foreign editor's room is a battery of long-distance telephones with a staff of stenographers who take down the dispatches. We also have cable correspondents in America and in the Far East. Here is a batch of dispatches that just came in.
Where from?
Well, these are principally from London. Mr. Albert Lebrun, the President of the Republic, and Madame Lebrun arrived there this afternoon. And tonight, the King and the Queen are entertaining them at the banquet in Buckingham Palace.
Have you any news, sir, about the banquet?
Yours will I take a dispatch from our London correspondent. Let me try to translate it into English. Here it is. President Lebrun had an important conversation tonight after the Buckingham banquet with Mr. Neville Chamberlain, while Mr. Bunny, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, had a long talk with Lord Halifax. The impression in political circles is that the realization of an agreement between all the European and the small nations of Eastern Europe
to oppose to any advance of Germany is so.
The object of a conference or just of an agreement between the most interested nations.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret that conditions of transoceanic communication are such that our program can no longer be continued. But we have brought you at least a portion of another in a series of programs featuring the color and glamour of Paris and the French provinces. And in the near future, we will again take you across the ocean for another informal trip through France. Next time, we hope, with more satisfactory listening results. This special shortwave broadcast was a program of the National Broadcasting Company, presented in cooperation with the Administration des Postes, Telegraphes et Telephones, the French Broadcasting System. From our New York studios now, music by Norman Clotier and his orchestra, and the music of Cole Porter in a medley of Begin the Beguine, Easy to Love, and I've Got You Under My Skin. have heard a portion of a broadcast from France and music by Norman Cloutier and the orchestra. All heard in Canada through networks of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and in the United States presented by the National Broadcasting Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, France, with its nightlife and its home life in city and province, is transported across the ocean to you here in America in an exclusive and novel series of international exchange programs arranged by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the Administration de Poste, Telegraphe et Téléphone, the French broadcasting system. We invite you now to join us in Paris, France.
Madame Germaine Martinelli will sing a little melody by Gounod, Soir, accompanied at the piano by Monsieur Jean Manuel. Madame Martinelli.
Le soir
We will ask Madame Martinelli to wait a little while we turn to someone with news we think you will want to hear.
Tomorrow, France elects, or will it be re-elects, her president. Beside me is Senator Aurier, an old friend of the United States, and mayor of Versailles, where the election will be held. He will explain it for us. Senator Aurier.
During the time of the kings, Versailles has been the capital of France for 2½ centuries. I might say that under Louis XIV, Versailles was the capital of Europe and the great center of the world. Since the Third French Republic has been established, Versailles is again every 7 years the capital of France. It is in my city that all the representatives of the nation, senators and deputies, are gathering to elect our president. To be president in the great United States of America, one has to get several million votes to be elected. The candidates have to travel from the Atlantic coast to the Pacific Ocean. They have to deliver many eloquent speeches to convince the American people of their merits. At Versailles, the candidates do not speak. Furthermore, the president is usually chosen at the last minute amongst those who remain in the background during the preceding days. The keynote for a perfect candidate is to claim, whenever he is interrogated, "I am not looking for votes. I am merely at the disposal of my friends." It is true to say that in order to be elected, our president has only to obtain about 460 votes, which represent 50% plus one of the total number of voters. Tomorrow afternoon, Versailles will register one more historical event. My American friends will permit me on this occasion to recall that it is at Versailles in 1783 that the full independence of the United States has been consecrated. It is here, 156 years ago, that Benjamin Franklin came to sign with the foreign minister of Louis XVI the treaty establishing peace with Great Britain and Spain. Versailles is proud to claim to be the real birthplace of the American liberties, and the mayor of Versailles, who has the honor to speak to you during these few minutes, invites you cordially at your next visit to Europe to come and see the American stars and stripes waving 365 days a year right near the most beautiful chateau of the world.
I will thank the mayor of Versailles and at the same time Senator Aurier. We now return to Madame Germaine Martinelli, who will sing Les Roses Disparant by Gabriel Fauré.
Les jasmins de Mossoul, les fleurs de l'oranger.
Thank you, Madame Martinelli. Recently, the National Broadcasting Company introduced Musical Seesaw, a series recounting the ups and downs of the countless new songs born each year. Paris, too, has its musical seesaw of success and failure, and the fate of new songs hangs in the balance as it does at home.
Some live,
most die unwhistled by the milkman. One of those that lasted was Parle-moi d'amour by Jean Langlois. So now let's take another of his songs and follow it along the road to, well, who knows where. First, here is Jean Lenoir himself, trying out his Il Son Italie with a young artist. Together, both young artist and her new song made good. Let us hope so. And if so, it probably went to Café Chantant, where it would have sounded something like this. It. So listen to Wahlberg and his orchestra transforming it from Café Chantant to their style. Now it's ready and Floriz will sing it.
Pour faire
world, oh. Il s'en est allé, là-bas pour toujours, très loin de mon âme.
And there you have three stages in the upbringing of a French song. And now from Chanson de Cuisine, will you go with us to a little restaurant up on Montmartre?
This restaurant, Nine. How do you call it? Nine. It's about the smallest one I've ever seen. I bet you couldn't get more than 30 people in here.
How did you discover it?
Well, it's one of those places that you hear about if you live in Paris.
What kind of people come here?
Well, this is right in the heart of the nightclub district, so lots of stage people eat here. Politicians do, too, even prime ministers. Premier Delaney is often here, they say. Just look at the photographs on the wall.
Gosh, yes, and all autographs, too. Here's a face I think I've seen in the papers. Tonine, the best cook in Paris. From her friend,
Not so loud. I think that's the man at the next table.
Golly, I guess it is. Glad you stopped me. Say, this is good, this tomato thing.
Isn't it good? It's a dish from the south of France, like all the things here. I'd like to ask the cook how she makes it.
Go ahead, that's a good idea. Say, wait till I see if I have a pencil. I'll write it down for you. Yeah, I've got one. Hey, waiter.
What's wrong, gentlemen?
Can you bring in the cook?
The cook, sure I can. Louisa? Louisa? Louisa?
That's a half-sized waiter for you.
Yes, they call him Le Puce, the flea. He's so little and he's always hopping about. Oh, here's the cook.
Bonsoir, monsieur, dame.
Bonsoir, Louisa. That's not fancy. Come on, let's get food.
Wait a minute. You translate what she says into English, and I'll go slow so I can write it down.
Prenez quatre belles tomates.
Enlevez les chapeaux. Cut the tops off of four tomatoes and scoop out the insides.
Scoop out the inside, yeah?
Faire revenir dans une bonne cuillère d'huile d'olive.
Set the tomato shells in a little hot olive oil.
Maintenant la farce.
Now comes the stuffing.
That's the stuff.
Prenez une tranche de jambon, un peu de poulet bouilli, du veau, de la mitaine, trempé dans de l'eau.
What'd she say?
Take a thin slice of boiled ham, a little cold chicken, cold veal, and breadcrumbs soaked in water.
Hachez bien le tout et passez un peu au feu avec du beurre.
Chop it all up fine and brown it in butter.
Puis mélangez un jaune d'œuf, un peu de persil, salé et poivré.
Then mix in the yolk of an egg, a little chopped parsley, salt, and pepper.
Wait a minute. Salt and pepper, yes.
Parsemé avec du fromage râpé, avec ou sans ail.
Sprinkle with grated cheese and add a little garlic if you like it.
Well, the one we had tonight had garlic, all right.
Remplissez la tomate, rosez de la farce, remettez le chapeau, saupoudrez encore de fromage râpé.
Fill the tomato shells with the stuffing. Put the tops on. Sprinkle again with grated cheese.
Yeah, what after that?
Mettez dans un plat bien beurré, puis dans le four, où vous ferez cuire environ 10 minutes.
Put the filled tomatoes in a buttered dish and cook in the oven for 10 minutes.
Is that all?
Yes, I think so. Merci beaucoup, Louisa. We'll come back again. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, messieurs, dames.
You wanted to hear a French singer, didn't you? Come on, we'll go over and hear Jean Sauvier.
Here is one of the voices Paris knows so well. It comes to you across the ocean now, Jean Sauvier singing Chanson de Marinette.
Un jour je fis une chanson. Une chanson pour Marinette. Les airs avaient bonne façon, la musique fut bientôt faite. Je Jamais d'abord un rossignol pris pour Mathilde, ritournelle, une roulade en fri bémol, autant que je me le rappelle. Un jour je fis une chanson, une chanson pour Marinette. Les vers avaient bonne façon, la musique en fut bientôt faite. Puis dans les plaintes du ruisseau, grâce aux caresses de la brise, je découvris un chant nouveau, doublé d'une harmonie exquise, soufflant baumé du gai printemps, écho divin de la nature, seul de nos cœurs les battements. Comme elle fit vibrer nos âmes, de la chanter toujours, avec transport nous nous jurâmes. Mais les chansons ont leur destin. Sous sa fenêtre, je revins, Marinette. Marinette, enchantait une heure.
Thank you, Jean Sorbier. A characteristic of the French music hall is the chorus provided by the audience for one of their stage favorites. Now, here is one of their favorites, and probably even across the Atlantic you can tell why. Because, well, there's no substitute for personality, so here is Bordas. Her first song will be Tango de Blé.
Le bled isolé, où je suis exilé, dans la désespérance où je m'endors. Je sens comme un poignard l'éclat de ton regard qui vient me torturer comme un remords. Mon rêve étoilé, ma raison d'aimer, mon plus grand amour, c'est toi. La fumée grise qui flotte imprécise, un parfum grise, c'est toi. En cette nuit blême, au moment suprême, qui me prend quand même, c'est toi. Planant sur ma vie, la seule éclaircie, dans ma nostalgie, c'est toi. Et peut-être un soir, sans jamais te revoir, sous un soleil qui brûlera mon corps. Dans le dernier frisson, mes yeux se voileront, et mes lèvres tout bas diront encore. Mon rêve étoilé, ma raison d'aimer, mon plus grand amour, c'est toi. Dans la fumée grise qui flotte imprécise, un parfum grise, c'est toi. En cette nuit blême, au moment suprême, qui me prend quand même, c'est toi. Pour finir ma vie, la seule éclaircie, dans ma nostalgie, c'est toi.
Earlier tonight, we spoke of songs and their popularity. Few become lastingly popular, but this is the 25th birthday of a French song most of you know, Le Madelon. Audace will now wish it many happy returns in her own way. La Madelon.
Pour le repos, le plaisir du militaire, il est là-bas, à deux pas de la forêt. Une maison au mur tout couvert de lierre, autour l'ourou, c'est le nom du cabaret. La servante, jeune et gentille, et j'aime ton papillon. Comme son vin, son œil pétille, nous l'appelons la Madelon. Nous en rêvons la nuit, nous y pensons le jour. Ce n'est que Madelon, mais pour nous c'est l'amour. Quand Madelon vient nous servir à toi, sous la tonnelle, on fera le son du pont. Et chacun lui raconte une histoire à sa façon. La Madelon, pour nous n'est pas sévère. Quand on lui prend la taille ou le manteau, elle rit, c'est tout le mal qu'elle sait faire. Madelon, Madelon, Madelon.
And there you have Paris at Night. 11:30 now, to be approximate, has featured the voice of Madame Martinelli, Senator Henri A. in a description of the election of the French president, the Montmartre restaurant Nîmes, the lighter music of Paris is interpreted by Bordas, Jean Sorbier, and Thorez, with the celebrated orchestra of Valberg. And that is how Paris works and how Paris plays, and more anon. Radio Diffusion, PTT, Paris Mondial, and the National Broadcasting Company now return you to America.
We have returned from Paris, France, from which point we brought you another in a series of programs bringing to you all the color and glamour of Paris and the French provinces, from the sparkling gaiety of Parisian nightlife to the somber beauty of the vineyards of Lombardy. In the near future, we will again take you across the ocean for another informal trip through France. This special shortwave broadcast was a program of the National Broadcasting Company, presented in cooperation with the Administration des Postes, Télégraphe et Téléphone, the French broadcasting system, and was heard in America via RCA Communications.